Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. General Motors Company, NYSE, GM, JP Morgan 2023 Auto Conference, August 9, 2023, 9:35 a.m. Eastern Time. General Motors, GM, remains optimistic about its fiscal performance, indicating that it is performing better in Q2 2023 than initially anticipated. The Chief Financial Officer, Paul Jacobson, noted that the company raised its full-year guidance after observing a significant outperformance both in Q1 and Q2. GM believes the negative share price reaction to 2023 earnings is due to investors' doubts in the company's ability to maintain its profits in the subsequent years. Mr. Jacobson remains confident that GM will meet its automotive EV profitability goals by mid-2025. Although further reservations are in progress, they continue to face challenges scaling up certain vehicle models such as the Hummer pickup and Cadillac LYRIQ. Despite these challenges, GM reports steady performance in the market and remains confident about the demand for its vehicle models. GM is also making significant progress in China's automotive market while managing several obstacles, including a shift in customer preferences. Furthermore, the company is contemplating re-entering the European automotive market with an all-EV strategy while maintaining financial discipline. In terms of GM's BrightDrop electric commercial vehicle business, the CFO disclosed that it's too early to provide an overall update on sales, reservations, customer interest, or profitability. However, they believe this business segment has significant potential. General Motors, GM, believes its BrightDrop and Involve units offer a promising outlook, according to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Paul Jacobson. BrightDrop serves not only as a vehicle manufacturer but also as a provider of solutions for ESG distribution firms, demonstrating robust potential. Similarly, the firm's GM energy function is also significant, given the extensive revenue opportunities presented by aspects such as autonomy. The CFO stressed that despite various headwinds such as inflation pressures, labor costs, and potential defaults in the economy, GM is committed to executing its business plan and creating shareholder value. The company is continuing to raise the bar on expectations, increasing productivity, and refining its approach to capital allocation. Crucially, Jacobson says GM's ultimate goal is to ensure that investors receive tangible returns from their investments. Challenges include uncertainties in costs, particularly in the current economic environment with changing inputs like commodities, labor, and pricing, as well as potential economic downturns. Jacobson stated that business resilience is key to managing these challenges. The discussion centers around their proposed methods to reach their marketing and sales targets, and how they intend to manage the expansion of Cruise. Key takeaways from the discussion include: 1. They are focused on adjusting distribution models to deliver vehicles to the market more efficiently and to reduce complexity within the process. 2. The increase in GM incentives has been far lower than industry average, which they attribute to the high quality of their products and consistent demand. 3. They aim to use data more effectively to ensure they build and distribute products based on consumer preferences, thereby reducing surplus and wastage. 4. The company has removed $800 million of marketing spend as part of an initiative to reduce costs and streamline the process. They aim to further decrease costs by optimizing their go-to-market strategy for vehicles and improving overall efficiency in sales and marketing. 5. Strategies to manage the expansion of Cruise include using technology to improve operations, focusing on reliability, as well as optimizing resources to reduce costs. They also note the importance of providing a strong customer experience. Positive points include the strong performance of their products, stable demand, managed GM incentives, and cost reduction initiatives. The challenges they face involve managing the expansion of Cruise, optimizing their use of data, and continuing to streamline their sales and marketing processes to further reduce costs. They also have to contend with their current disadvantage in sales and marketing costs compared to competitors like Tesla.